VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Islamic militants are said to be stopping more than 1,000 civilians from leaving an area the extremist group still holds in a village in eastern Syria. A spokesman for the U.S.-backed Syrian militia fighting the group says the civilians are being kept in the area by the terrorists. Occasional airstrikes and clashes continue inside the village of Baghouz, the capture of the last pocket of territory held by IS in either Syria or Iraq, would mark the end of a four-year-long global campaign to eliminate the extremist group's so-called caliphate. The White House on Sunday defended President Trump's declaration of a national emergency to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border to thwart illegal immigration, even though the president said he didn't need to do it. Trump advisor Stephen Miller, an immigration hardliner, speaking on Fox News Sunday.
Congress in 1976 passed the National Emergencies Act and gave the president the authority as a result of that to invoke a national emergency in many different circumstances, but among them for the use of military construction funds.
Miller said the president could choose to ignore this crisis, but he chose not to. He criticized Republican President George W. Bush for what Miller called an astonishing betrayal of the U.S. nearly two decades ago, when four times as many illegal migrants were entering the United States as now. Miller said the bottom line is that you cannot conceive of a strong nation without a secure border. A planned meeting in Pakistan between an American delegation and Taliban representatives has been canceled. A Taliban leader said the meeting was canceled by the U.S., but the U.S. said it had not received an official invitation from the government of Pakistan for the meeting. This is VOA News. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif on Sunday criticized the United States.
We have long been the target of an unhealthy fixation, let's say an obsession, which continues to this very day. The demonization of my country has been a convenient cross for seven consecutive American presidents to bear.
Zarif spoke at the Munich Security Conference a day after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told European countries that they should follow the United States in withdrawing from the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. He also called on them to, quote, stop undermining U.S. sanctions. A fire tore through 200 slum homes early Sunday in the Bangladesh port of Chittagong, killing at least 8 people. The fire official said all the victims were asleep when the fire raced through the homes. Another fire official said a short circuit might have caused the fire. A Sudanese fruit vendor died in Khartoum Sunday from inhaling tear gas fired at protesters. Medics and the vendor's family said the 62-year-old resident of Bahari, a northern suburb of the Sudanese capital, died in the hospital after choking on the tear gas. The tear gas was fired at scores of protesters soon after they took to the streets on Sunday. The disgraced former American Congressman Anthony Weiner, caught in a sexting scandal with a young girl, has been released from federal prison and is now back in New York. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The once rising star in the Democratic Party was convicted of having illicit online contact with a 15-year-old North Carolina girl in 2017. He was sentenced to 21 months in a federal medical center. The Bureau of Prisons now says Anthony Weiner is in the custody of its residential reentry management office in Brooklyn, New York, with a release date in May. At the time of his sentencing, Weiner was told he'd spend 3 years on supervised release and will pay a $10,000 fine and will have to register as a sex offender. Julie Walker, New York.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert has withdrawn her name from consideration for the post of U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. President Trump had announced in December he had chosen Nauert to fill the vacancy caused when Nikki Haley resigned. Media reports said Nauert withdrew because she employed a nanny who was in the country legally but was not legally allowed to work. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.